Proclamation number 6389 of 31st of October, 1955. Fulfillment of the promises. All my promises are underestimated by people because their faith in them is weak, if they are not completely lacking. But I stand by my word, and therefore you can await the fulfillment of my promises with complete faith, providing you first do what I require of you as a prerequisite for the fulfillment of my promise. And I have promised you many things, a carefree life on earth and an eternal life and bliss. I have promised you salvation from sin and death and a life of freedom, light and power. I have promised you glories in the Father's house and on earth, fulfillment of all requests and enlightenment through the Spirit. And if you do in full faith what I ask of you, then you are in truth to be called blessed creatures, even though you still alive on earth. But you leave my words unheeded. They certainly still sound in your ears, but they no longer penetrate the heart, so that you would become wide awake and have to think about all you could achieve. You should indeed do nothing just for the sake of reward, but you should nevertheless know that you receive a reward, that I pour out my gifts in abundance upon my creatures, whom I know to be of the same will as me. Yet neither my promises nor the descriptions of the wretched state which can await you determine you to live a righteous life. You listen to everything, but it remains without influence on you because you have no faith, for you prove your unbelief by the fact that my words do not prompt you to strive for what I promise you. But I cannot give you any evidence of this. My word is to be enough for you, for you should strive for perfection of your own free will. But you should take my word as your guideline and trust it without hesitation. And you would create an easy earthly life for yourselves. You would not need to fear death, for you could enter eternal life after this. But where can this faith still be found? Who blindly trusts in my word? My life on earth is so far in the past that it is doubted. And thus my word is also mostly doubted and at best still taken note of but not regarded as profound truth. Yet, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word endures forever. Would you only consider these words alone and grasp their meaning? In order to then recognize how every saying of mine is to be valued by you. What I once said is and remains irrevocable truth, and if I gave you a promise it will also irrevocably come true, and you can count on it in all certainty, because this promise was given to you by your God and Creator from eternity, by Him who lived and died for you on earth. From the Eternal, who is truth in Himself and whose love is for you forever and ever. Who gave you this promise, who can also give you everything you need for body and soul, for earthly life and for eternity. And you can truly trust Him, and He keeps His promise. Again and again you should consider these words of mine, and you should always want to grasp their meaning more deeply. And the faith in the truth of my word would grow stronger in you and make you remember my promise in every adversity of body and soul. You would then trustingly turn to me, you would do what I ask of you and truly be relieved of every need. For I alone can give you promises and also fulfill them. It is only possible for me to keep your temporal life free from worries and to give you an eternal life one day in bliss, and my love guarantees you the truth of my word. A Amen.